Mysterious Green defended his dissertation on race-based trauma and police violence just weeks before the killing of George Floyd by officers in Minneapolis sparked nationwide protests.
Race-based trauma is real, and it's happening in real time, and like we have a obligation and duty to actually support people that are being affected by this and preventing it from happening in the future.
As both a black man and a mental health professional early in his career, Green is acutely aware that ongoing racial injustice, coupled with a pandemic, is a collective traumatic experience.
And a lot of times people think in order for something to be traumatic, you have to like directly experience it, but you can also vicariously experience trauma. So just watching something traumatic or hearing about it, that can have an impact on someone. Even if it's not like rising to the level of a clinical diagnosis, it still can impact someone's daily life.
The renewed focus on police brutality has inflamed an already painful year for people of color. The Virginia Department of Health reports that out of the state's COVID-related deaths, 24.4% have been black and 11.5% have been Latino, as both ethnicities represent a greater percentage of the death rate than they do in Virginia's population. Those marginalized communities have been especially vulnerable during the pandemic. Black and Latino communities are at greater risk from possible underlying health conditions, and a disproportionate number of them work in essential and often lower-paying jobs that place them at higher risk of infection. The pandemic's consequential stressors, such as job loss, financial insecurity, and social isolation, have had psychological effects as well.
Yeah, I mean, in general, it seems to result in like a lot of anxiety and fear and worry about how we're going to adjust to life. For those who maybe lost a job, are we going to have enough money? This pandemic continues on. If people of color are overrepresented in this group of people who live under the poverty line, they're also having this extra burden of stress and trying to figure out how are we going to weather out this storm.
Providers who work with the Aero Project, it stands for Augusta Resources for Resilience, Opportunity, and Wellness, have seen that impact as they work to extend access to mental health care to marginalized communities in Augusta County. When the pandemic hit the area in March, the everyday pressures of home and work life increased, and many of Aero's clients put their mental health care on the back burner.
There was a lack of urgency, I think, around counseling because folks were like, well, I gotta, you know, figure out how to feed my family and make sure I have enough toilet paper and, you know, understand what's happening in the larger picture of things. What is this pandemic going to do to our lives?
Sabrina Burris is the co-founder and executive director of the Aero Project. When the pandemic began, the number of clients decreased to 3 or fewer referrals per week. But as the months passed and the number of COVID-19 cases surged, Burris said referrals also surged to 5 to 7 per week.
5 to 7 referrals is amazing because I think folks are starting to recognize like we need some support and to get through this.
Another issue complicates therapy for people of color: a lack of mental health providers of color in the Valley. According to data from the American Psychological Association, less than 2% of their members are Black or African American. Community health needs assessments conducted by both Sentara RMH and Augusta Health have also shown a need in the Valley for better access to mental health care and a culturally attuned focus on trauma. Charles Shepard, the Aero Project's co-founder, said it's been a priority to hire diverse clinical staff.
We want clients in our area to have the opportunity to speak to somebody who is more likely to have a similar lived experience, to look like them, to talk like them. That eases all kinds of pressures.
Aside from social stigmas surrounding mental health care, Darius Green said that it's important for people of color to have access to counselors who understand their clients' experience and don't require the full context.
Some people of color don't really want to retell every single aspect of their experience. They don't want to have to explain what racism is on an interpersonal and a systemic level.
Burris described recent events, especially greater national attention to police killings of black people, as the reopening of a gaping wound. As both a counselor and a black woman, she has advised her clients to not completely shoulder the burden of addressing racism.
But in this moment, it's so heavy and you can't turn away from it. And so a thing that we are typically telling our clients, particularly clients of color, is that it's okay to not be okay, and to ask for moments of rest, and to not feel burdened with teaching those around us, particularly like our white allies who want to learn and do better. It's okay to say I'm not able to teach you this right now because we are experiencing our own trauma surrounding this.
For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.